from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Britain, the countdown is underway. The countdown has begun. It's only a matter of hours now until the Thursday referendum that will decide whether Britain remains in the European Union. Both sides making last-minute emotional pleas to those undecided, with less than 24 hours before the vote gets underway. From London, VOA's Luis Ramirez.
There are warnings that leaving the 28-member bloc may cause the British pound to lose 15% of its value and bring the resignation of the country's prime minister, whose mandate depends on whether Britain listens to him and votes to remain.
And if we choose to leave, we can leave. But let's be clear, if we do leave, that's it. We're walking out the door.
Polls since the June 16th murder show the leave camp losing ground, but both sides still very close ahead of a referendum that many believe may change the course of European history. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
And just how are officials here in the U.S. looking at Brexit and its possible outcome? Few financial authorities carry more weight than the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen.
Well, it is a risk that we're monitoring. I've said that. We will be watching closely to see what the vote is and what possible repercussions it might have.
She says it's not what inevitably will happen that concerns her, but what might happen.
I don't know that a Brexit vote would have significant consequences for us, but it could, and I think it's important to take that into account.
She says she has no emergency meetings regarding the Brexit vote scheduled no matter what the outcome. This is VOA News. Democrat John Lewis, a United States congressman from Georgia, led the charge today in one of the more unusual political protests in recent history. At issue was trying to get a vote on gun control.
We have turned deaf ears to the blood of the innocent and the concern of our nation. We are blind to a crisis. Mr. Speaker, where is the heart of this body? Where is our soul? Those who pursue common sense improvement are beaten down. Reason is criticized. Obstruction is praised.
And then a group of about three dozen Democrats in the House staged a highly unusual sit-in in the chamber Wednesday to protest Republican refusal to hold a vote on restricting gun purchases in the aftermath of the country's biggest mass shooting in Orlando about a week and a half ago. The rebellious lawmakers marched to the front of the House chamber in the U.S. Capitol and announced they were protesting to force House Speaker Paul Ryan to keep the House in session during a scheduled week-long break next week. The Democrats called for a debate and then a vote on measures to expand background checks on gun buyers and block some suspected terrorists from purchasing guns. Forces loyal to Libya's new national unity government in Tripoli have reportedly made gains inside the Islamic State-held coastal city of Sirte, while forces loyal to the rival government in Tobruk say they've pushed back al-Qaeda militants in Benghazi. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Militiamen loyal to the unity government captured two districts inside Sirte amid heavy fighting and reports of casualties on both sides. Ahmed Hadia, a spokesman for pro-government military forces in Sirte, that battles took place in several areas. He says pro-government militiamen had pushed IS fighters out of the Zafran and Garbiat districts and quartered them in small pockets of the 700 district. Islamic State fighters were reported to be fighting fiercely despite recent losses, using car bombs, suicide attackers, and other booby-trapped objects. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The UN Security Council met late Wednesday in an emergency session to discuss North Korea's latest missile tests, which violate UN resolutions. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The United States strongly condemns the provocative actions by the North Korean government that is a flagrant violation of their international obligations.
The U.S. and Japan called the meeting in consultation with their ally, South Korea, to deal with what U.S. Ambassador Samantha called a pattern of defiance. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.